Yes, we love it when you come in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, DC, DMV area, to all my family and friends out there, my high school friends. I love y'all.
So, you are one of the stars of The Under Shepherd on DVD. What, yesterday it came on DVD, starring yes. you, Isaiah Washington, Melinda Williams, Lou Gossett Jr., Vanessa Bell Calloway, Elise Neal, Lamont Record. Just a huge, like, a great cast of celebrities.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's going to premiere on TV One October 12th. Mm-hmm. So, you're in this movie, and this is, you know, you play a different part in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen you in so many different mm-hmm. parts. I can't say it's a different
part.
I can't. Yeah, you just. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen you as everything. What's your favorite kind of character to play? Did you like playing the character that you play in this film?
You know, it's really funny. When I talked to Russ just before he was talking about when he was developing an Under Shepherd, and Russ said you're gonna play this funny guy that's not trying to be funny, but he's funny because he thinks he can preach. But he really can't preach. And the irony is that I can preach for real. So it was really fun trying to not preach, mm-hmm. one, and keep this guy funny but serious at the same time,
right.
and not play into being funny. So I really enjoy characters like that. People may think that character Pinky was easy to do. It's easy to do in the sense of I added the physical comedy. But it's the same law of understanding what the theme is, you know, of staying rooted and not trying to be funny. It's hard for improvisational actors like myself and comedians not to try to play into the joke.
Yeah, but you know what? It just seems to me, I mean, I'm no actor, but it just seems
you
to me.
You got that right.
I mean, I do a pretty good job, though, if I can say. But it just seems like to me it'd be easier to play Pinky being that more street looser guy than trying to play a reverend. I mean... And then you know, it just seemed like that. Did you have to do, what kind of research did you have to do for that role in The Under Shepherd?
Well, you know, it's you know, staying in where that guy was.
Right.
If you saw The Under Shepherd, and I'm going to encourage everyone, you know, blow the DVD boxes off the shelves mm-hmm. and watch it, because it really is a very riveting a piece of theater. Lou Gossett, Isaiah Washington is incredible. You know, when you play a straight-laced kind of character like that, you have to try to stay away from wanting to do too much.
Right.
Mm. Me and Russ, you know, Russ, I had that scene in the hotel. I'm not going to give it away.
Right.
But I had to really trust Russ on that, because I didn't feel like I hit that, because I kind of felt like I wanted to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
But that character was really contained.
Right.
And, you know, and it's harder to do because you really have to be focused. Playing Pinky, once I got Pinky... I tell people, the first, it was just me and Ice Cube in that record shop. The first 9 takes of me and just him going through it, I didn't get it. I had to give him, I said, Cube, why don't you just show me what you're thinking? And he did something, and my improv skills jumped in, and I added the physicalness of jumping around. Mm. And that
right.
that brought it to life.
Right.
And then
right.
because sometimes you're creating a character.
Right.
So with Russ has the characters in his head, and I had to try to really fit into what he felt, and we talked through all of it. And so the preaching stuff is really funny, because I'm really literally saying the fiber
yeah.
of your soul.
Right.
And the guy is so serious.
Very serious.
And for yeah. me, as an actor, I had to really make sure I didn't laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
I really want to go, the fiber in your soul. Somebody. You know,
right.
because I can preach.
Right.
So
yeah.
that's the challenge as an actor. And it's always harder to do less.
And you mentioned that role in the hotel. By the way, we're talking to Clifton Powell, star of a million movies right here on the Russ
No,
Paul
seriously,
Morning
I'm
Show.
Looking at IMDb. I can't even. It's like 15 pages long. You just.
But some of those movies, you know, that you all see, I have so many friends in the business that, you know, and young filmmakers who will call me and say, Cliff, we just need a name to get the distribution. And I, again, I've been blessed to have come from the inner city of D.C., go to, you know, my class started the first class at Duke Ellington, go to Emerson College, do 10 years in New York, and then do another 22 years in L.A. and be a working actor. And I can't get away from what I was raised as. I mean, I can't get to Hollywood, become whoever I became, and not reach back. I can't do that. So some of the movies you see, you know, I've taken a lot of criticism. But, you know, if a young cat called me out of Detroit and he said, Mr. Powell, I read the script. I liked his work. You know, I did it. You know, so I keep one foot to the streets, and that's just what it is.
Yeah, but you, back to that hotel scene, and you was talking about not doing too much. Yeah. It was the silence in that scene to
me that helped make it so powerful,
like, you know?
Damn. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think again, you know, we're going to talk about some of the other things that I'm doing, but one of the key things to acting is less is more. And I had to really, you know, go back and forth with Russ on that scene because I felt like I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to come at Isaiah and just really, you know, Clifton Powell character. Mm-hmm. But my character is not that kind of guy. And that was harder to kind of like sit on that emotion. You know, my wife was there and, oh, you know, once you see it, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Right, right.
But, you know, not to give it away. But even if we give it away, the movie is so good. It's just going to be tight. Scene. Get you some popcorn and don't go nowhere because it's going to be good. So it's always challenging to play those kind of characters, you know.
So what about Russ? You know, he's done 4 or 5 films, but he is a newbie director. Mm-hmm. Really, he's been directing. I mean, he directs us every day. Mm-hmm. But how is it working with, say, a Russ Parr or an Ice Cube, or you've worked with a gazillion directors. Your resume is amazing. It is just amazing. You've been so blessed. I mean, you just work, but you know you're talented. How was it? And we know Russ, but how is it working with somebody like Russ?
The thing about working with Russ is, and the thing about directing, you know, I was fortunate enough to direct the Marvin Gaye story that came to town earlier this year at the Warner. Directing is very, very challenging. And the director is the person who has to be the captain of the ship, from wardrobe to scene design to script to, you know, coming in the hair and makeup every morning and making sure everybody's on point. And there are some directors whose egos get in the way. Mm-hmm. And there are actors whose egos get in the way. When your ego gets in the way, it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that Russ does is that he knows how to deal with his actors. He doesn't let his ego get in the work.
Yeah, that's true.
And then as actors, what you have to understand is that, you know, this is the Russ Parr show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the way I was trained is that you come on with a certain kind of respect for being on the Russ Parr show.
Yeah. That's what's
so when Russ calls in and says, we're going to do the Under Shepherd, it's not Cliff Powell's Under Shepherd. It's Russ Parr's Under Shepherd. So one of the...
It's that mutual respect.
Yeah, it's mutual respect. And it's also a respect for the fact that, you know, just 3 weeks ago, you were like, well, man, I sure like to catch a movie and get about $20,000,
$30,000. Right?
And you know what they say about actors? If you want to make them mad, give them a job. So the way I teach and train is to... And the reason why I've worked so much is because I try to bring that respect. So with Russ, it's such a give and take where we can, you know, negotiate and talk and work through stuff.
So Russ Parr Morning Show, 24 minutes past the hour. Of course, we have superstar Clifton Powell in here. He also happens to be one of the stars of Russ Parr's movie, The Under Shepherd, which is on DVD right now. The movie stars Clifton Powell, Isaiah Washington, Melinda Williams, Lou Gossett Jr., Vanessa Bell Calloway, Elise Nell, Lamon Rucker, just everybody. And Vicious. As I said, it is in stores and it's airing on TV One October 12th. Definitely want to check that out.
The copy you can get in stores much more than what you'll see.
Yeah, because it's uncut. It's like the director's version.
And you know, really, you know, let's make this show, folks out there, go get the DVDs, but also watch on October 12th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the show is riveting. And, it, you know, I heard something about a pastor not too long ago that just got shot doing some crazy stuff.
All day.
And if you don't think it's true after you watch The Under Shepherd, you'll understand. So, you know, go watch it. It's a wonderful piece of work. It's very rare that you're going to see Lou Gossett, who is the master, along with some young thespians like myself and Isaiah Washington. It was a dream come true to watch.
Nice. Yeah. So, okay, we got The Under Shepherd, which is, you know, October 12th, and it's new on DVD in stores today. What are you working on? What are you doing? You're always doing something. Mm-hmm. What you doing now?
I'm teaching pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
Over to the nursing home to the older men. So when they get a date, they know what to do.
Right.
Uncle Cephas is my stage name. Let me stop. You know, I'm going to be doing a show at the Warner called Deranged.
Okay.
So I'm staying in the DC area and I'm teaching classes. Because I really am, you know, transitioning out of Hollywood and I want to come back. And there's no place like home. I got to tell you, I feel so honored. So I'm starting classes October 19th at the Atlas. And we're starting with beginner classes and advanced acting classes. So,
Soup, you sign up for beginner. I'm going to sign up for advanced.
No.
Seriously, you can sign up at the Atlas. How do we do it?
I'm going to tell you how to do it. Go to Facebook.com, Clifton Powell Studio East, or Clifton Powell Studio East. .com at eventbrite.com.
I'm like super. I should say that again.
Okay. Facebook.com, Clifton Powell Studio East, or Clifton Powell Studio East. Eventbrite.com.
We're going to tweet that too at Russ Parr Show.
Yes.
You know, people don't understand how important it is to. I mean, you can't just act. I mean, you can. But you might not be that good at it. I mean, I'm really excited about taking your class. I really am going
to
take it.
I think you know what I'm honored to one be coming back home, but to bring the expertise that I've learned over the last 25 to 35 years of being an actor, coming out of my again my class started the first class at Duke Ellington Workshop for Careers in the Arts before there was a Duke Ellington, but I also talk about the business, every aspect of the business, but to give people the real fundamental training that they need to become good actors, and then have a place where people can come and cast. You know, where if you're doing a movie here, you can come to my class and see good acting. Hmm. You know, if you're doing, you don't have to go to New York or Atlanta, that you can come to DC. Mm-hmm. It's so much talent here. So
there's so much talent.
If you're thinking of moving your career to the next level, it's like if Denzel Washington was teaching classes, I'm going to find the money. I'm going to be there. Exactly. And that's what I tell young people. When I first started in the business to get my first apartment, I didn't have the money. I borrowed $100 from 10 of my friends back in 1981.
Because it's important. It's how you hone your craft. You have to take, you can't figure a way. You got to go to school. And here's the thing. I've taken acting classes before from people who weren't actors. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can't tell me. I mean, you got to know the business. You know the business in and out. Agents, you know all of it. Yeah. So to learn it from you is big.
So if you really, you know, to all the DMV area, if you're really serious out there, I'm going to start my classes October 19th.
Let's give that information one more time.
Yeah. October 19th, Clifton Powell Studio East Actors Lab. You can register at Facebook.com, Clifton Powell Studio East, or Clifton Powell Studio East.eventbrite.com. The classes are very affordable. So come on, hang out. Let's have a good time. But it's going to be really a lot of fun, and you're going to learn.
All right, Clifton Powell, we're going to tweet that too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you.
Oh, I love being here.